This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for the Arc Valley Voice news program read by Michelle Wexler. This is being recorded on November 20th, 2025. Today, we will be reading the following main articles. BLM Colorado offers permits to harvest Christmas trees, written by Arc Valley Voice staff. Chafee BOCC approves MOU with National Forest Foundation, continues concert public hearing, written by Jan Wundra. Chafee Patriot Turning Point USA Town Hall sees large turnout, divisive themes, written by Arc Valley Voice staff, and following up with miscellaneous articles. This first article begins with an advertisement, Places to Age, Bringing Assisted Living Options to Our Community. And there is a photograph in this rectangular banner. The photograph is of Places to Age. It is a U-shaped building with brown roofs, and in the background we can see the mountains. In the foreground there is a circular driveway. And in green letters to the right, staying connected to care, to community, to each other. And in black font, Places to Age is creating an assisted living and memory care community right here in Chafee County. Donate now. There's a button to click on in the ad. Your gift keeps our community connected. And there is a little square for Colorado Gives Day that has the Colorado Gives Day logo. The first article, BLM Colorado offers permits to harvest Christmas trees. This posted by Arc Valley Voice staff. There is a photograph of a featured image. Cutting your own fresh tree is a great family holiday outing. Image courtesy Bureau of Land Management. And the image is of a very snowy area. The snow appears to be feet deep, and across the middle of the image, we see a pathway made in the snow. There is a man in a short down coat and a hat with a pom-pom on the top, and he has a sled, an orange sled that he's pulling in his right hand, and in his left hand, he's dragging a cut down Christmas tree. And then behind him, toward the top of the tree, is a younger boy in an orange jacket. And then behind him, further on the path, is a white speckled dog. In the background, we see a lot of snow-covered evergreen trees and some mountains. 'Tis the season for tree harvesting. The Bureau of Land Management is now offering permits to cut Christmas trees for personal use in Colorado. Trees are available only in specific areas of public lands, so you're asked to be sure to take a map showing where you can cut trees from a local field office or online here linked in this article, and check it twice. The nearest field offices are in the San Luis Valley in Monte Vista, Colorado, and Southwest in Gunnison, Colorado. The cost for each permit is $8 to $10, and different types of trees are available. There is another photograph with the caption, Cutting the Perfect Tree with a Christmas Tree Permit from the Forest Service of Rocky Mountains. And the image is of a man in black jeans and a gray jean jacket, and he is down on his knees in the snow with a saw in his hand, and he is cutting at the trunk of a thin little evergreen tree. And we can see the bottom half of another man who is standing behind him in black pants and a red jacket. Permits can be purchased either online, linked in this article, or at most BLM field offices, starting this coming week. If you want to call ahead to check when helpers are in the workshop, you can find contact info on the BLM website. While you are making a list, the BLM suggests dressing for cold weather and possible deep snow, bringing a handsaw, eye protection, rope or twine, extra food, water, and blankets will help with personal safety. It's also a good idea to have tire chains, a shovel, and emergency supplies, just in case. You will likely be in an area with no cell service and need to be self-reliant. Lastly, be sure to use a map or a device with GPS to make sure you are cutting a tree in an area where it's allowed. Remember to attach a haul tag to your tree when you take it from BLM lands, and after the holidays, please dispose of your tree properly. Salida and many Chaffee communities have compost collection sites for Christmas trees. For information about cutting a Christmas tree or firewood on BLM-managed public lands, visit the BLM Christmas tree site or contact your nearest field office. That story, BLM Colorado offers permits to harvest Christmas trees. And next up, Chaffee BOCC approves MOU with National Forest Foundation, continues concert public hearing. This posted by Jan Wondra. The article leads with a photograph. The featured image is the Chaffee Board of County Commissioners, left to right, Dave Armstrong, Gina Lucrezi, and P.T. Wood. Photo by Jan Wondra. And the three of them are sitting in a room. There is one blue wall behind them and then a slatted wood wall behind them. The slatted wood wall has the Chaffee County logo on it, and the three of them are sitting at a wood-faced desk, light wood, and each of them has a laptop computer in front of them. Wildfire mitigation work continues into winter. During their Tuesday, November 18th regular meeting, the Chaffee Board of County Commissioners, BOCC, discussed and ultimately approved a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the National Forest Foundation. The dollars are coming from the state to the county, explained Planning and Resources Director Miles Cottom. It is a mix of treatments in this one, including mastication of undergrowth east of Granite, hand treatment, the Silver Cliff Ranch area, and logging north of Buena Vista, BV, that spills into Lake County. We're working on this together, and we're giving the work to someone who knows better than I do how to do this work. The commissioners wanted clarification. So, there's a match to this? Asked Commissioner Gina Lucrezi. No, responded Cottom. There's no county money. Lucrezi had questions about how the mitigation of invasive species would be handled, particularly with the planned expansion of the Clear Creek Reservoir and water uses by Front Range water entities. We're getting the state source, and that allows us to get the two federal sources. We have $277,500 in money coming to us, said Natural Resources Manager Sam Pankratz. The Clear Creek work is being funded by the NFF, the BLM, and Front Range Water, added National Forest Foundation NFF Representative Shannon Smith. I have a question about the mitigation around Silver Cliff Ranch, said Commissioner P.T. Wood. Have you considered the effects of runoff there and the effects on the area? Yes, there are highly erodible soils, responded Andy Lurch. We're considering the impacts on treatments. If there was fire, removing the soil layer, that would cause impressive delivery of sediment into Chalk Creek. There, we're maintaining a more historic level of tree cover, maintaining the old soil, and buffering out those areas more prone to erosion. As we move forward with these thinning and mitigation projects, we're going to be more interested in getting a clear picture of the rest of effects, the impacts, and the potential unintended consequences, added Wood. We'd like to be focused on a little deeper science dive moving forward. That said, I'm okay with this. Commissioner Dave Armstrong asked about the protocol for work in the area of Silver Cliff Ranch. Lurch replied that this area will have mastication associated with it, not a burn. He noted that the Colorado State Forest hasn't approved cut-burn piles of pinyon and juniper on private land. Complete removal is not economically feasible. Why did you choose Granite and Clear Creek when you have this one spot in Chalk Creek that would have a greater impact on infrastructure? Asked Lucrezi. Silver Cliff Camp approached us about life and safety issues, and we decided to do a demo of mitigation for that area, responded Lurch. The Chalk Creek drainage has been a challenging place for forestry officials to make inroads. That Chalk Creek drainage is a high priority, so we have funding available there, added Pankratz. Armstrong made the motion to approve the MOU for the forest mitigation projects, Lucchesi seconded, and it passed unanimously. BOCC continues concert application for the Meadows. In a second public hearing that morning, the BOCC discussed the application for a September 2026 Labor Day weekend concert at the Meadow Creek Music Community Fund, represented by Michael Sampliner. One major change to the application was the shift from asking for a multi-year permit to a single-year permit. That same morning, the BOCC approved a 3-year permit for an August concert at the Meadows, but as the county's public safety services weighed in, it became clear that the proposed Labor Day concert date was not just unwise, but not possible in 2026. "We won't get any money in for the concert," Park County said they could help, "but we'll run into staffing issues that specific weekend to maintain service delivery as it is that weekend," said EMS Director Josh Hadley. "There is another 12,000-person event going on already from one of our other EMS resources." "It negatively affects us when it comes to music festivals," said Sheriff Andy Rorich, who raised the issue of the need for law enforcement to have body cameras rolling or risk breaking the law. "We have to report every citizen contact. Law enforcement outside the county doesn't want to send us help. Last year, we kept our older body cameras so we could issue our own body cameras to the outside help, but it doubled, tripled our work. Each one was partnered with one of my officers. Our job does not stop when the music festival ends," he added. "That said, I think their own security staff was good, but the King Gizzard staff was not professional and non-law enforcement friendly. Our staff didn't want to be there with them, and I don't know those outside security." He added that the pre-planning is intensive and the follow-up after the concerts takes weeks to document, concluding, "It's dangerous to have the second concert so close after the first. We won't even be done doing our paperwork from the first one." Chaffey Fire Chief Kira Jones said that Labor Day weekend is already a huge tourist load, adding that some of our worst events have happened that weekend. "An additional 10,000 to 12,000 people on our roadways on a busy holiday is stress. For us, it's a hard no. It's about what else is going on that weekend. We're already being called for service a million different ways." Buena Vista Police Chief Dean Morgan added his concern, noting that there are already public safety and school safety training going on that take precedent. Sampliner explained their reasoning for grouping the concerts together, but, as the discussion continued, suggested that if Labor Day weekend was not possible, would the BOCC consider allowing them to amend their concert application to occur at the end of September, suggesting September 23rd? He referred to the adjustment timing as 6 weeks apart, but Wood responded testily that it was actually 5 weeks and a few days. "Part of the problem of asking the sheriff's office, EMS, Chaffey Fire, our problem is capacity. Even if it's a small bit of compression, capacity has already been diminished." In the end, Armstrong made the motion to continue the public hearing, Lucchesi seconded, and it passed unanimously. The Chaffey BOCC reminded the public that their first regular meeting in December will be on Thursday, December 4th. That story, Chaffey BOCC approves MOU with National Forest Foundation, continues concert public hearing. Next up, Chaffey Patriot Turning Point USA Town Hall sees large turnout, divisive themes. This posted by Arc Valley Voice staff. There is a photograph with the caption, "Some people try to intervene as a physical altercation ensues." Photo by Carly Winchell. And in the photograph, we see an older man with white hair and glasses in a maroon shirt. And we see the back of a woman in a red shirt with a white design. She has blonde hair. Her left hand is on that older man's shoulder. To her left, there is another man. He has on a black baseball cap and glasses, curly brown hair. We see his back. He's in tan overalls, has on a white shirt and some type of black hooded vest. And he is holding paper up in his left hand that he appears to be reading from. His right arm appears to be on the older man. And then in front of the woman, also standing behind the older man, we can just see a black baseball cap and a black short sleeve t-shirt. This appears to be another man who is holding on to the older man. In the background, there is another man standing with a black shirt and black jacket and jeans. He's wearing a baseball cap and has a white goatee. And then to the far left of the photograph, we see a man who appears to be sitting down in a maroon puffer coat, and his right arm is outstretched. The Chaffee County Patriots hosted a town hall focused on Turning Point USA, TPUSA, on Friday, November 14th at the St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church in Buena Vista. The session included words, actions, and attitudes that caused one attendee to summarize it this way: "I was there and I was appalled." Western Colorado University TPUSA member Anthony Locke gave a short speech about his experiences, and then, for the remainder of the hour, said he would answer audience questions. The Chaffee Patriots estimated over 120 people stayed for the presentation. Locke said he is a member of the executive board of the Western TPUSA chapter, but interestingly enough, the 21-year-old does not attend Western Colorado University, Western. Instead, Locke remotely attends the University of Texas, Austin. Another interesting fact, the Chaffee Patriots wrote their press release about the town hall, including topic and speaker, on November 7th. But the Western chapter didn't hold its first meeting until Veterans Day, November 11th. And there is a photograph with the caption, "Viga Stimation holds a sign that states, 'Dump your socialist boyfriend,' image shared publicly on Instagram." And the image is of a young woman in jeans and a gray jacket. She has on a brown hat and has long brown hair. She is holding up a sign that in red letters, it says, "Dump your socialist boyfriend." She's standing on a lawn area. There are trees and brick buildings in the background. The Chaffee Patriots became aware of the desire of Buena Vista and Salida youth to form a TPUSA chapter after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, because they wanted a brighter future centered on God, country, and family, which was in line with Patriot ideals, commented Chaffee Patriots Vice President Dennis Heap. He didn't say how that conclusion had been reached. Planning for the town hall began in mid-October. The Chaffee Patriots initially corresponded with TPUSA field representative Vega Stimation. She was originally slated to attend the event, but then encountered a scheduling conflict and suggested Anthony Locke as an alternative. The record turnout underscored the community's interest in understanding how we can help our kids in this step, added Heap. The TPUSA town hall was also a demonstration of the need to listen to people that see things differently. That is what Charlie Kirk did. He listened. What played out was not necessarily tolerance and love. The event appeared to showcase the distance between Locke's and TPUSA's words, claiming love and civil discourse, and the actions and attitudes of those in attendance. Locke began by saying the chapter's goal was to open up dialogue and spread love. He asserted that everything he said was based on biblical principles and the gospel. At one point, Locke said he thinks the devil does have a hold on this country. "Do you believe we're battling true evil?" asked one audience member. "I do," replied Locke. He then added, "I don't want to call everyone that doesn't respect us as truly evil or inherently evil, because they may just not know." When asked specifically how the devil has a hold on the country and how that manifests, Locke seemed to struggle to provide a clear answer. "Well, I'd say it's more evil that stems from the devil. I think we can see it in our day-to-day lives." he referenced Denver. That city has changed so much over the past 20 years, continued Locke. They used to say, growing up, to me, that the devil was asleep or he was in hiding. He was going to stand there and get people to come to us. I don't think that's the case anymore. The devil is not hiding. You see him in your day-to-day lives, from the things you see on the internet to the people you might meet. I don't know exactly how it looks all the time or how it's going to affect the world, but what I do think is beautiful is that we have seen a revolution of young men, women as well, coming back to Christianity, coming back to Christ, that we haven't seen like this since the 50s. It's beautiful, and we're going to hope to keep it rising to silence the devil as much as we can. And there is a photograph with the caption, Anthony Locke speaks at the Chafee Patriot Town Hall, photo by Carly Winchell, and we see a young man with brown hair in a blue suit with a red tie and a light shirt, and he is holding a microphone in his left hand, and he is speaking to a seated crowd of people who are paying attention to what he is saying. When asked again what specifically is seen in the city, an audience member shouted, "Hateful people." Another said, "A lack of kindness." Later that meeting, an attendee who has lived in New York was shut down when asking about TPUSA's openness to those who are not Christian. An audience member shouted that he should get back to New York. And there's another photograph with the caption, "Tom McCracken introduces TPUSA member Anthony Locke," photo by Carly Winchell. This image is of a long rectangular room. People are seated in chairs looking up to the front of the room where there is a man standing in a cowboy hat, a dark shirt and jacket, and blue jeans, and he is holding a microphone. Locke said, "A person of any faith is welcome to attend chapter meetings, but everything is taught from a biblical perspective. Over the hour, if a question was asked that could be considered questioning or critical of TPUSA, attendees would get riled up. At the end of the meeting, a physical confrontation occurred in which a man attempted to tear the notes out of another's hand who was asking a question about the apparent disconnect between the words and actions of Charlie Kirk and members of TPUSA. Some may wonder how this serves open discourse." The event was only an hour long, but it became apparent that rather than simply spreading open dialogue and love, there were other themes as well. A strong sense of victimhood, an underlying assumption of Christian nationalism as the real version of Christianity, misunderstanding about local schools and education, an us versus them attitude of conflict, superiority, and a battle over evil. Assertions that could be construed as hate speech. As reported by some attendees who went simply to listen and witness the event, there were angry audience emotions and what appeared to be hate speech that belied the program's declarations of acceptance and love. There is a lot to unpack about this event, making it difficult to cover in a single article or keystroke. So instead, Arc Valley Voice will dive deeper in a series of articles covering the themes revealed by the local event, the TPUSA movement on a national level, and exploring topics related to what was witnessed. That story, Chafee Patriot Turning Point USA Town Hall, sees large turnout, divisive themes. And that's all we have time for. Thank you for joining us for the Arc Valley Voice News Program, read by Michelle Wexler.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.